Yes, thanks, Chair. Good morning, everyone. Thanks to the Netherlands for the presentation. I personally found it very interesting. It's obviously restricted here to heavy-duty vehicles with independent cooling units. Question to both the Netherlands and now to the UK. Are you also looking? It strikes me that there are also light commercial vehicles that are refrigerated. I think typically they don't have any independent power, and so it's a different subject. But of course, in this operation, the extra load on either the vehicle or the separate power unit is justifiable. The vehicle has to be refrigerated, and here it's a situation where you've got a separate power unit, and I fully understand the scale of the difference would be massive. But to some extent, it's more with the thought of European activities at the moment on Euro 7. It would be interesting, I think, to have any information that comes out of these requests that also cover refrigerated vehicles in general at the lower end. It seems a strange request from industry, and we haven't spoken about it in OICA, I have to say. But as I say, from a sort of holistic point of view, of course, some level of excess emissions are justifiable because the vehicle has to be refrigerated for its operation. And it might be something that we would want to look at, but we would also need data to do that. So if during those processes from the two contracting parties that have spoken and any others, if people have that information, I think it would be interesting to bring it forward and look at it. But obviously, as I say, it's a different scale to what has been presented here. Thank you.